Okay, Wendy, the recording is in process. We are a day late on our podcast.
Yep.
So today is Friday, Halloween of the year 2025.
Yes, it is.
Wendy, how are you doing?
I'm doing good. Listen, what are y'all doing tonight? You got the boys? Do you know what they're going to be dressed as? Do you know anything? All right, yep, what's Asa going to be?
We don't really know what Ace is going to be. He's either going to be a hunter or some pumpkin thing we got at Target.
Okay.
Struggling to find something for him. Owen is going to be Dracula.
Okay.
So he's got the teeth. You know, he's loving the teeth.
Oh, I bet.
Yeah. So it's I think trick-or-treating around here. There's another neighborhood that I think the older boys are going to go to. So it being on a Friday, the weather is good here. Looks like it will end up being a good night, Wendy. All right, listen, if you haven't listened to this, this is Fourth and Wendy. I'm Trey. This is Wendy. Thanks for everybody for listening. Wendy, do you have anything else to say before we get into last week's football games?
No. I mean, it's like I said, it's my fault we're a day late. So I had a Mahjong tournament that I went to, so we couldn't do it yesterday. But, yeah, let's get to it. A lot of good games last week. A lot of games coming up.
Wendy, tell me how the Mahjong tournament went.
It went good. There were 80 of us. I fall right there in the middle. Like, I love the game Mahjong, but I mean, I'm not like a really good tournament player yet. Maybe one day, but we enjoy it and it was for a great cause. So we had a lot of fun.
What would make a good, I mean, in your opinion, what would make a good tournament Mahjong player?
I mean, so tournament Mahjong players usually go for the higher scoring hands. So there's just hands that have more points, and you've really just got to go with what your tiles give you. But like the really good Mahjong tournament players, they just go for higher hands. So if they don't have a hand that necessarily is going to get them a lot of points, they'll almost go for a wall game, which you don't know what that means, just to get to another game so they can try to get more points. It's all about points in the tournament. So I just play whatever the talents give me. You know what I mean? Like whatever they give me, I play. So
are you picking up some new skills?
Yes. And Trey, like the thing is, a lot of these women have been playing for like 50 years. Like I'm on year 5. I mean, they've been playing a long time. They're really good, but they're all really sweet. It's no different than anything else. Like football, when you're in a room with a bunch of people that love football and love the team you cheer for, it's passion. It's a lot of fun. Same thing with Mahjong. It's 80 women in a room. We all love the same game, and it's a lot of fun. Good lunch for a good cause, great little raffles. So it was a lot of fun. I enjoy it. I try to do one a month. So I just enjoy doing them.
Well, Wendy, you complained one time you went to a tournament and for the entry fee and for everything else, they served you cold cuts or something really, you know, you weren't happy with that. How was the food with this?
Oh, food was great. So we do get a little spoilt. Like, depending on what you pay to get into these tournaments kind of defines, you know, expectations, right. So one we went to in September, it was outside. They didn't disclose that it was going to be outside. There were like 60 women, one bathroom, like stuff that kind of stuff just doesn't work. This last one I went to yesterday, it was at a Catholic church. So there were plenty of bathrooms. You could even have some wine if you wanted to. So, I mean, it just different. And this one's also been going on for about 15 years. So the one, you know, you can tell the tournaments that have done that many, many, many times, right? They understand what we want. The bathrooms are there. It's clean. The food's good. Because you're there, Trey, all day. It started at 9 o'clock, and we were done at 4. This isn't a...
It's a marathon.
It's a marathon, not a sprint. Yeah, so you better feed us. You know
Mahjong
what I mean?
Has taken over the world. Uh-huh. All right, let's get into some football out there.
Yes.
We had the Alabama Crimson Tide. It seems like a long time ago, but Alabama Crimson Tide goes to South Carolina. Wendy, everybody's dialed in. Alabama wins the football game 29-22. Wendy, in a game, Alabama's down late in the game, down by 8 points. I had reconciled myself to telling Destiny, we're a good team. I don't know if we're a great team.
Right.
You know, you have trouble winning some of these games. We're a good team. And here comes Alabama. They score, 2-point conversion with some incredible play calls.
Yeah.
Then we come with the strip. score again. Just an unbelievable last 10 or 15 minutes of the game, Wendy. And now I've gone from we are a great team because we found a way to win that game.
Right.
I mean, I think it's just important. I don't think Ty Simpson had a great game. I think Ty Simpson really was throwing the ball deep some that just it wasn't there. And I think what they were giving us and you know, were the 5-10 yard passes. And they were like, if they do this all the way down the field, we're going to give it to them. I thought we got a little pressured into throwing some of these deep balls took us out of some drives. But Wendy, all in all, after a 5-game SEC just grinder of a schedule, Bama comes out on top. Wendy, what do you say?
So, listen, I'm with you. It got to a point where it's like we can't run the ball. So if he's having a game that he's not the best passer, because, again, gosh, you can't be 100% elite every single game, week in, week out. The SEC schedule is just too hard. We're in a crazy environment. I've said it all year. South Carolina is no joke when you play in their stadium. And not only that, when it's Alabama coming to town, I don't care how many games you've won or lost, they will pack out a stadium. And by gosh, they did. And they were loud. And it was a hostile environment. So in my mind, I'm with you. I'm like, you know, we can't afford to lose this game. It would be another unranked team. It's just, it is what it is. We had a bad game. It was a good run. We're tired. We're worn out. We cannot run the ball at this point in my mind. And we're just not going to win this game. And then, you know, listen, I don't know why I said that, because Trey, if there's anybody that can figure out how to do it, it's Ty Simpson. It's almost like, as fans, we're nervous wrecks, and they were just cool as cucumbers on that last drive, right? I think 6 minutes left. We get down there. We make, again, phenomenal play calling. We score. We get the phenomenal 2-point conversion. You know, the biggest play of this game, though, Trey, was that turnover. That turnover at the end of the game. I mean, if we don't strip that ball, you know what I mean? Get the ball back to get that game looks a little bit different. So, again, defense, Trey, comes in clutch. Think about how tired that defense was. They were on the field, I would say, 80% of the game. Like, truly, we had so many three and outs. We couldn't keep our defense off the field. And at the end of the game, our tired, rundown defense comes in and does what we needed them to do, which was figure out a way to get the ball back in Ty Simpson's hands. And when I say Ty Simpson, I really mean Bernard. Like, Bernard was the orchestrator of basically those last two drives.
Let me go back to Bernard. You know, the Dante Lawson, real quick. Dante Lawson stripping that ball. You know, you're watching it, and I'm like, there is the ball. You know, right. the ball. And Keenan didn't even realize he was laying on it. And I'm right. like, you know, he could have been down, maybe not, but that ball is out and we have it. And, you know, and it was our ball, which is just an unbelievable turn of events. But back to Bernard. I love Bernard. I think Bernard's right. doing a great job. I mean, he scores two of these late touchdowns. He does a great job. I'm just telling you, he little lackadaisical. He looks like he might be just a little lackadaisical on some stuff. Something to keep an eye on. I know it's a minute thing, but he looks like he's kind of just gearing it down every now and then. Hard to say that with the game that he had, Wendy, but let's keep an eye on that. Alabama does roll in a much needed off week.
Well, and that's another thing, Trey, though. We have to back up a step. So we cannot run the ball, y'all. I don't know what we're going to do about this big problem, but I get to a point, I'm watching these games, it happens every single game, we don't even try to run outside. We just run straight down the middle. I think we had, like, until the last two drives, maybe 18 yards of rushing. Like, Trey, this is, as a Bama fan, I'm just not used to it, and I don't know how much longer and how much further we can get with absolutely zero run game. I mean, when I say zero run game, y'all, I mean zero run game. So I'm hoping the coaches will be able to figure this out. I think, what was it, our backup running back, Hill, he had the most receiving yards up until the end of the game. So I'm glad to see that we can use our players in different capacities. But the run game is a real concern for me as an Alabama fan, especially on this back end of the schedule. So we've got to do something. But at the end of the day, we won the game. We won when it mattered. I'm like, Trey, look, we found a way to win it. That's a championship team, in my opinion. We need this week off. Not only did the team need it, I needed it as a fan. I'm so tired of being this close to a heart attack. So really glad for a week off. But Trey, some other crazy things happened. I'm going to move into Brian Kelly and LSU and Texas A&M.
Brian Kelly gets fired after Texas A&M blast them 49-25 in a game, Winnie, that LSU had some breaks go their way early. It was in the football game in the second half, and it's a lot like last year's second half game. Texas A&M just came out, proved they were the better team, and LSU is officially a fired.
Oh, I'm going to tell you something. That game, I'm like you at the beginning, it was really back and forth. Texas A&M was making some mistakes. LSU was capitalizing on those mistakes. But when that dude, I can't remember his name, he's got a really fun last name, though. Anyway, he runs it back for a touchdown.
Yeah, I know who you're talking about. Yeah.
Dude, he's got a fun name. He's got a really
cool return. Yeah, the punt returner. Yeah.
The punt return seemed to really do it. But what I noticed during that game, because I watched all of that game, it was the last game of the night, so I didn't have anything better to do but watch it. So it looks like the players hated Brian Kelly. It looks like the other coaches hate Brian Kelly. It looks like Brian Kelly hates them. It really looked discombobulated on the sidelines for really, y'all, almost the entire game. I mean, I understand there's a lot of heat and everybody's got the same goal, I'm sure, is to win this ball game. But like, when you see that type of behavior on the sideline, I mean, I literally looked at Chris, my husband, and was like, he will not make it through the night. Chris is like, Wendy, I was like, I'm telling you, this looks bad on this eye thing. Eye test on these sidelines looks pretty messed up. So not surprised. I kind of thought they might get rid of a coordinator before Brian Kelly. Like, I thought maybe they let it go through the season. Their season's basically over at this point anyway. But anyway, this LSU thing, y'all, has taken over national attention.
Yeah, the guy with Texas A&M is Concepcion.
I love his name.
You're exactly right. Brian Kelly, you know, and he's looked like this before on the sidelines, Wendy, and finally I think it just came to a head. And I don't think if it was a $100 million buyout, the guy wasn't making it through. And realistically, if you look down at the brass tacks of it, Wendy, the guy's not a good fit at LSU. Not a good fit at LSU. They were trying to fit a square peg through a round hole, and it just didn't work. You know, he's a good coach. The guy can coach. It's not that. It's just not a good fit down there. LSU needs to find somebody back. You know, Alabama used to be like, oh, we need to hire an Alabama guy. We need to hire – it feels like LSU needs to hire an LSU guy.
Two guy. Well, let me say this. I did not realize all the stories start coming out. You know, I ain't got nothing better to do than – listen to all this crap, but I did not realize that like he had closed stuff to pass players and stuff like that. And that stuff really just doesn't get done in the SEC. You know what I mean? The Southeastern Conference, you want these guys to come back. You want them to build up your guys. You want it to feel a little bit more like family, especially with LSU really being kind of a one-state fan base. We talk about that a lot. LSU is pretty much a one-state fan base. So I don't know, man. It's going to be interesting what direction they go. I mean, now we've got Florida with an open job, Arkansas, now LSU, and that's just in the SEC, guys. And we're not talking about – I don't know if Auburn makes it through. You know what I mean? I have no idea if Auburn makes it through at this point. So it's going to be an interesting carousel, to say the least. Trey! Listen, this to me. Here's the thing. We're not even in a rush, and you're not even saying all the stuff that there is to say about this LSU. Trey, their governor is involved. The governor.
I'm with you, but I think we've said everything. My opinion is LSU needs to go get an LSU guy. That's my opinion. That might be an old-school way of looking at it or a simplistic way of looking at it, but let's see what they do, Winnie. We got to move on. Ole Miss beats the Oklahoma Sooners, and Ole Miss, huge win for Lane Kiffin. And with all the success that Lane Kiffin's had, I think they said that was the first road win against a ranked team that he's had.
Yeah.
It's bizarre. The guy wins 10 or 11 games a year, and that has not happened. Ole Miss came out, really put their defense in, you know, a bad situation. Ole Miss figured out what, like we said last week, what the old Oklahoma coach was trying to do. Ole Miss played some games with them, outplayed them, and Ole Miss is for real. Vanderbilt beats Missouri 17-10.
Hold on.
Yes.
Trey, this is a big deal for Lane Kiffin. They're basically a shoe-in for the college playoff. Here's the thing. Do you want to do a football podcast? Is this something that you have a desire to do?
Yeah, but you have to understand, Wendy, we've been on here 15 or 20 minutes. Literally, we will not get to any other games if we talk 20 minutes about Lane Kiffin beating Oklahoma.
I blame you for talking to me too much about Mahjong. If you wouldn't have brought all that up, you were trying to be nice. I know. But here's the thing on the Lane Kiffin thing. Trey, all I'm saying is the win was not only big for, like, the stats. Yes, he was having a hard time getting over the hump. But it's also put him basically in a clear shot to that college football playoff. So that leads me to go to, you know, if everybody talks about Lane Kiffin to maybe Florida, maybe to LSU, maybe he won't have to leave. He's already said it's not about the money. So that makes that interesting. But now, fine, move on. Go to
the Well, it's like Jesse Jay says, it's not about the money.
We don't need money. Well, I'm telling you, the best job in the land is being a fired head football coach. So I'm just telling you that we should all go back to school.
Vanderbilt beats Missouri 17-10. Wendy, what's your 15-minute breakdown on this?
Worst game of the day. It was so boring. It was the worst game. I hated every minute of it. I feel bad for the Missouri quarterback for getting hurt. You hate that to see that this late in the year. I really do. That's probably going to hurt them. But honestly, their backup didn't do that bad. But Papiolo, Diego, you know, whatever. He did fine. It just was a really boring game. Like, I didn't even think either team looked that good. I mean, I know it's defense-driven, but it wasn't a fun game to watch. But listen, Vanderbilt figured out a way to pull it out. So good for Vanderbilt. That's all I got to say about that game. That's a terrible game.
Okay, well, I mean, let's just dive into Vandy, Missouri.
I don't want to dive in. I don't want anything. It was Trey. Right, did you watch that. It?
All right, no. We're good. Tennessee, okay. Kentucky. Tennessee beats Kentucky 56-34 in a game where Tennessee just literally scored every time they had the ball. Yep. Kentucky scored a bunch of points to send it. Tennessee gets the win. Wendy, well, how's the offensive line play for Tennessee this week?
Obviously terrible. They scored 34 points. I'm just trying to tell you, Trey, here's the point. This Aguilera kid is a good quarterback. He's probably not getting enough props, honestly, from the national market. But here's the thing. Kentucky still scored on him. I mean, Kentucky's what, 30? You said 32 or 34?
34.
Okay, it's a lot of points to score against Tennessee, but either way, just like me and you talked about last week, we knew that Tennessee would bounce back and not have a problem with Kentucky. So that game went exactly the way I thought it would.
Bingo. Texas, Mississippi State in a game that was probably more exciting. I think it was on at the similar time that the Alabama game was on, so we ended up getting to see the end of the game. Texas come back from, a 17-point deficit to beat Mississippi State in overtime, 45-38. And you're looking at Mississippi State, another punt return given up. It seemed like that's what happened a lot in college football. A lot of punt returns being returned. Where has it gone that a kicker punts away from a player? I mean, the guy has run one back 2 weeks ago.
Right.
Punt the ball out of bounds. And if you give up 10 or 15 yards because it's a bad angle, it's a bad angle. But what are these coaches doing punting to these people? I don't know. Mississippi State, just a gut shot. Texas wins. Arch Manning gets knocked out cold as a wedge during overtime, and Texas is still struggling, and Mississippi State can't win a game.
Hate it for them. Was really cheering for Mississippi State there, but Texas got to give it to them. They figure out a way to win, and they've done it week after week after week after week. I don't think Texas is that good of a team, but they do figure out how to win ball games, so you got to give them that. Trey, you need to talk about the old Auburn football Tigers.
The last game I was getting to is the Auburn football Tigers play the Arkansas Razorback in a rain-filled game. Auburn wins the football game 33-24. Couple of takeaways. They had to put in their backup quarterback. Arnold throws a pick six. Literally, Arkansas throws three interceptions in the second half and still only loses by, 9 points?
Yeah.
Hugh Freeze looked like he was going to cry after beating Arkansas. A 2-6 team.
Right.
Hugh Freeze is literally emotional after the game. And it, I mean, I understand it's a big deal, but golly, man.
Listen, this guy.
He's like bawling, crying. You just beat Arkansas on the road, man. Good win. I mean, this should be easy work and move on.
Right. With a backup.
Can Auburn get on a roll? Who knows, man?
Yeah, I don't know. I called for Arkansas to win it. So congratulations to Auburn. I think the fan base needed that win. Yeah, the crying thing, Hugh Freeze, though. Trey, I don't know what it is with this guy. I think some of it is we all just don't like him. I don't even think Auburn fans really like him. But he probably bought himself another week. And at this point, Auburn really can't fire him, in my opinion, because there's just so many better jobs available right now than Auburn. So he might have – Brian Kelly and Billy Napier may have bought this guy a whole nother year of coaching for all we know. But, you know, we'll see. But congratulations. Auburn needed the win. The team needed the win, and I'm glad they got the win.
Hey, and Darcy, by the way, our super fan Darcy gets brought up in our chat.
Yes.
We're a big fan of Darcy. Darcy gets brought up in the chat. And, you know, somebody that's picked it up in the chat, got to give him a shout out, is Kobe. Kobe has picked it up in the chat. He was a little light earlier in the year. He has come on strong in our chat. Kobe, what's up? Mike has been a little bit lower. And Mike has been a little bit in the weeds a little bit. Hadn't heard as much from Mike.
Right.
But Auburn wins game. All right, we got to get to this week's games. Wendy,
yeah.
Alabama off. The LSU Bengal Tigers are off. So we can talk about whatever game you want to talk about. I'll throw you the softball, Wendy, and you talk away.
Okay. Biggest
Vanderbilt.
Yeah.
Vanderbilt, Texas, 11 a.m., Wendy.
Texas is probably going to decide this week to figure out who they are. I got a feeling Vanderbilt will not make it through this weekend with one loss. That's just my personal opinion. I think Texas has just got – is it at Texas or is it at Vandy?
At Texas.
Okay. I see Vanderbilt going down this weekend. I think that Texas will probably play a little bit harder considering – Texas has only got two losses. And their losses, one loss to the SEC, one loss to Ohio State, which is the number one team in the country. Texas isn't feasibly out of this conversation. So, I mean, their loss, though, to Florida is going to hurt them. But we'll see. I see Texas winning this game, and I see it being pretty much in Texas style all year, a 7-point game, touchdown. What do you think?
Yeah, Vanderbilt has to, you know, Vanderbilt has to get over being Vanderbilt and the helmet. Vanderbilt, I'm going to say this about you until you kind of push through some of these teams. You've already pushed through a couple.
Right.
You have to push through some of these teams. At least it's something interesting to watch. Winnie, Georgia, Florida, the big swamp game that has been literally one of the more boring games in the past 5, 6, 8 years that there is out there. I'm sorry, Barry. I know it's a big game for Georgia. Georgia just beats Florida, and it's not really ever that close. Florida's coming in with a new coach. Georgia hadn't played in a couple weeks. You know, Georgia's keeping some of these games close. Winnie, what can happen down in Jacksonville?
Well, I mean, you know, Florida's got the capability of the players to come out and win if they can keep their turnovers to, like, zero. I mean, their biggest problem is turnovers. But listen, I'm looking for a good game, but just like normal, Georgia will figure it out second half if they don't figure it out first, and then they'll run away with the ball game. I see Georgia winning by 14.
Yeah, and I want to see if Georgia opens it up. So I want to see if Georgia's going to open it up. I think they knew they had to open it up against Ole Miss. I wonder if they go back to a little bit more of a cat-and-mouse type game, or they try to open this thing up with Florida. Interesting to see there, Witty. Mississippi State, Arkansas, we are not going to talk about that. I'm not going to talk about it. South Carolina, Ole Miss, Lane Kiffin. Oh, Wendy, you got him a main line to the college football playoff, and here
I
comes
do.
South Carolina.
Are they playing
Ole Miss win? It's Ole Miss, yeah.
Oh yeah, they gave everything they had last week against us. South Carolina's going to come in here limping and so tired. Ole Miss should win this ball game. And honestly, they have to. So I see Ole Miss winning, but I also see Ole Miss winning by 14 to 17 points. I think they gave everything they had last week. I think South Carolina will be tired. That's what I think.
Gotcha. And I agree with that. Oklahoma, Tennessee.
This is the game.
Rocky Top. So Tennessee still got everything right in front of them. Too many an Oklahoma team that comes in that's a hard hitting defensive team. Oklahoma's having a little bit problems scoring. What's going to happen in stadium?
This to me is the best game. I think they're calling for a blackout, so I think Tennessee fans are going to try to black it out. Oklahoma's saying to wear white to be the light spot in the dark. Heupel played at Oklahoma, so there's a lot of history there with this game. Oklahoma's quarterback, honestly, again, I think maybe the backup was better. I just don't know if he's met his full potential as a quarterback. I know
everybody loved Mateer before he went out.
Now you love Mateer. Yeah. But I didn't even know his name until the beginning of this year. So I don't know anything about Mateer. All I know is he came back and I think he's still a little injured, but he kind of hit in the middle of the season. I don't think he's playing that great. Yes, their defense is good. Yes, I'm not saying Oklahoma is a terrible team, but offense, I don't think they can hold on with Tennessee. So I just see Tennessee winning this game through the air with their quarterback. Like, that's what I see. It is my game of the day. Like, it's the game I will be watching.
It's the game Wendy will be watching. Wendy, I think Oklahoma's got a good defense. I think they've got a good offense. Tennessee's a little suspect. Tennessee's at home. There's a lot of pluses. There's a lot of minuses. There's a lot of pluses. It would not surprise me if Oklahoma doesn't sneak in there and get a W, Wendy. This is a very good defense from Oklahoma. Tennessee can get rattled. I'm going with the Sooners.
Really?
Sooning out of Tennessee, and everybody on Rocky Top will be, which way do we run, baby?
No, not
Kentucky will play Auburn. What?
They're at home. There's no way. But go ahead. We'll see.
Kentucky at Auburn. Auburn, Jordan Hare, 6:30 at night. Kentucky, which has just been the punching bag of everybody else.
Yep.
Can Auburn pull the game out or not? Oh, Wendy.
Who's going to be the quarterback is the question. I think maybe with the backup, yes. With Jackson Arnold, I'm not real sure. So we'll just have to see who the quarterback's going to be. I think it's just time to put the backup in. Jackson Arnold, I think they recruited him because he figured out a way to beat a crappy Alabama team last year. Not a crappy Alabama team. Y'all know what I mean. We just were not playing our best in that game. I don't think it was anything like he did. But, Trey, I don't know. I mean, I want Auburn to win. They should win, but I know – I don't even know if we have any Auburn listeners left. But if we do, I believe that Kentucky may figure out a way to win this game. I really do.
Wendy.
Trey, you do this to me every week. That's what I think. What do you think?
Yeah, I think Auburn's going to win the football game. I think Auburn wins the football game. I think Auburn's got a good defense. I think Auburn finally got off the snide of getting Arnold out of the game and bringing in a backup, like, okay, let's just change the pitcher here a little bit. Auburn will win the game. Probably Auburn will win the game convincingly. And after this convincing win, we're not sure what Hugh Freeze will do, but it'll be some emotional moment,
mumbo-jumbo
30-minute press conference.
I wonder if he'll, get on his knee. Remember when Butch Jones beat Georgia that time and he fell to his knees? Yeah. Listen, that was one of the greatest moments in college football. We need something very much like that, like the drama of it. You know what I mean? So we'll see. But listen, I want Auburn to win because of Darcy, who is the star of the group chat. So,
Darcy, what is up?
Yeah.
All right, Wendy, we're going to get off here in a minute. It is Halloween, Wendy. What are some of your favorite? I think I've resigned myself to the fact of I don't like Halloween.
I'm not a Halloween fan.
I have faked it for several years. I've had to fake liking Halloween.
Yeah.
I think at this point I'm in a good place with Halloween. I want the boys to go out and have a good time.
Yes.
But not too stressed out about Halloween, Wendy.
No. I was when my kids were little, it was fun. I've never been a big Halloween fan. Obviously, when you're young, you're just going out to get free candy. We lived in a neighborhood called River Chase. We had streets with a bunch of houses on it. So we were able to kind of really get a lot of candy, remember? And that was really all it was about. I grew out of Halloween pretty quickly. I think I can remember maybe the last time I went was 12 or 13. Never really thought about it again. I'm just not a big Halloween fan. I'm just really not. So where I live, we won't have any trick-or-treaters. So basically, I just bought the candy to eat myself, which is about all you can do.
No question about it, Wendy. Everybody will have a good time. What you got going this weekend?
Watching that. I mean, really, there. I don't think there's that many great games on. Oh, my gosh, real quick. YouTube TV, if you've got it, you ain't got no games tomorrow. Trey is stressed. He is stressed. I don't know what y'all are going to do. So, yeah, well, we got some of that controversy.
Yeah, so YouTube TV came out. They've kicked off ESPN and Disney and whoever that is. Quad boxes are going to take a major hit. Wendy, I have antennas hooked up to every one of my TVs, so yeah, I get fine. All the over-air. I believe we got Hulu when we got our new phones. It was some promotion. I'm pretty sure I have ESPN. Right. I'll just say this. If YouTube doesn't get those stations back, I mean, we'll just have to cancel YouTube and figure something else out. You know, it's just kind of frustrating that all this bounces all over the place. Yeah, I think that's all we're going to do. We're going to hang around here. I'm trying to think of what else is going on, and we will jump off here. Hope everybody has a good weekend. Yes. Anything else before we go?
No, listen, thank y'all for everybody for listening. Mom, Gina, the group chat, y'all are always forever faithful. But listen, just enjoy the weekend. Alabama, if you're an Alabama fan, we needed this week off. We'll get ready and get cranked up for the Alabama-LSU game next week, and we'll see you guys later.
All right, we'll see y'all next week. I love you, Wendy. Everybody have a great weekend. Talk to y'all later.
All right, Roll Tide, love you.
Roll Tide, love you too. All right, bye.